Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Go on.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Guru back in the house
today. Yes, sir.
And we got a lot to catch up on. What's going on, Guru?
Not Mark Willard. Hey. What about that text at 10 o'clock last night after the Chiefs win? As if the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs. You know, we got the show bet with him and Dibs. But talk about squandering a game. That's what we saw last night with the Chiefs. But the Niners 4-1, Steiny.
I'm looking.
You didn't see it? You must have been asleep. You might have been asleep.
No, Casey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, why would he text it? Chiefs are fine, Steiny. I have a little irritated. They're 2-3, but they got ashes. But Doty said they're going to win the division. Baltimore's done.
Yeah. I just stayed up. Kelsey won the game for me against Fedoni.
I was watching for you.
So,
yeah,
that's good news.
Yeah, I missed you, man. Thanks for you guys having my back.
Yeah, what do you make of the 49ers quarterback situation right now as they have a ball game
in Tampa
Bay? I got two things.
Put this in the cap, Evan. Brock Purdy will not play against Tampa. It will be Mac Jones. But once Brock is able to go, Steiny, I think we're making too much, and I've been a part of it. The Niners put a ring on the finger of Brock Purdy with the contract, which doesn't kick into next year. I watched that Rams game back over the weekend. I promise I did. Steiny, they scored 6 points in the second half. Obviously got the field goal to win it in OT. And I like Mac Jones. And I like Mac Jones as a backup quarterback. But I am surprised and shocked at the amount of calls on just this station. And a lot of what I'm seeing on TV, if there's anything popping in regard to a possible change. And Brock Purdy's 1-1. Do I think his job's in jeopardy? Hell nah, Steiny. But I will say this. You brought him back after 2 weeks the last time he was out, and he didn't have his best performance. And that's why I'm so gung-ho on we won't see him against Tampa, because this would be the second week, and maybe it's 3 or 4. But, Steiny, I just don't see I'm going Stephen A. There's nothing percolating with this quarterback situation.
Well, what happens if
–
well, I think it depends on what could happen. I think it depends on how hurt Purdy is. I think it depends on how long Purdy's out. I mean, I think if Mac Jones goes down to Tampa Bay and they win again and now they're 5-1, can you really bring Purdy back the next week against the Falcons when Mac Jones is 4-0?
But what, and I'm just, you might be right, but what happened to this is our starting quarterback? Brock Purdy, that is, if Brock is ready to go. Well, or are you saying or looking at it through the prism of let's do what's best for the team? At some point, you got to let Brock knock the rust off and get his gig back.
I mean, if you don't think he's healthy, then I wouldn't put him out there. You know, I've heard a lot of, you know, people say let Mac Jones quarterback till he loses a game. I mean, is that something that 49er fans would consider? I guess what I want to ask 49er fans is we're at the situation we're at 5 games in. Purdy's played 2 games. Mac Jones has played 3. They had a great win against the LA Rams.
Yeah.
And it looks as though we're headed toward Mac Jones quarterbacking Sunday.
That's how I would handle it.
So my question now is, what becomes the best case scenario and what becomes the worst case scenario for the 49ers at the quarterback position? Is the best case scenario simply Mac Jones wins that game next week and Purdy comes back and finishes out the year? Is that the best case scenario? It might be for this year. What about down the road if Mac Jones is still under contract next year? So I'm kind of looking for what 49er fans think is the best case scenario and what would be the worst case scenario, taking it from where they are right now, which is five days before they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Let me tell you this on the guru computer. Is this wrong intel, Steiny? I mean, are we being short-sighted when we think, because we don't know what Kyle and John are thinking, but the bottom line is they needed help, you know, when it comes to the backup quarterback position. They got that. It really does seem like Mac Jones is changing the narrative on who he is and how it went bad in Jacksonville. But the bottom line is it unfair for me to go back and say, hey, people, and that's what I'm saying, Stein, hey, people, Brock took you to a Super Bowl. Brock also took you to two NFC championship games. Have you guys forgotten that? There's nothing happening here, but Mac Jones is undefeated, doing his job, and I'll be back when I'm healthy.
Maybe. That may be the best scenario. You know, it's funny, and Evan and I got into it a little bit yesterday. Why do you guys keep talking about 2 and 3 years ago? Why can't we talk about last year?
Because that's where the money's at. That's why you guys paid me.
Well, he didn't have a great year last year.
And we didn't.
Right.
He didn't either. But they still made I'm going LeBron. Shout out to Hennessy. They still made a decision to give him the bag. And the bag ain't even kicked in yet. So that
right.
Hey,
but why when people say, don't forget about what he did 2 or 3 years ago, why aren't we putting in there what he did last year? Like, he's had 3 years, two pretty good, one so-so. And now he's hurt, and he's played two so-so games. So, like, I've heard this before. Like, I get it. He signed a contract extension this summer, but he hasn't played great for over a year now.
Ooh.
So, that's the way I look at it. I'm not, I know he's played good football 2 or 3 years ago, but Mac Jones played great football as a rookie. Does that matter now? I don't know.
I love his style. I really believe, you know, in sports, in the corporate world, there's politics to it all. And I don't think Brock needs politics for him to be the starter. But Steiny, what happened to the old, you don't lose your job, and I'm just throwing it out at you, to injury?
What happened to the old, let's play the hot hand?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do, 49er fans? Couple things I want to throw around is you know, what I want to know what 49er fans think about how close Mac Jones is to whatever comes next. Mm. Or is Mac Jones on the verge of maybe quarterbacking his last game of the year against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? You know, what happens if he quarterbacks against the Bucs? They win. Brock Purdy comes back, and then they get beat. And Purdy doesn't play well. So, like, I understand quarterback controversy is probably pretty strong right now. But it's hard to deny what we've seen over five games and what may happen in week six, which is Mac Jones is probably going to start again. And how long do you let it go? How careful do you want to be with Brock Purdy? How long do you want to shut him down? How long does Brock Purdy, think he has to go before he gets out on the field? These are all legitimate questions, and I'm wondering two things. What 49er fans think and how you would handle the situation. And then deep down inside, how do you think Kyle Shanahan feels about the situation?
It's interesting, man.
Do you think he's happy with the situation?
Well, they're winning, Steiny, 4-1. And shout out to our boy Jim Olay in the chat. He's saying, to hell with the contracts. Play the hot hand. I will say this, and it's up to Brock in this sense. It is a bad look if you keep coming back and then having to go back out. And then when you do come back, let's just say you're not at your best, the best version of yourself. But if I'm Kyle, Steiny, I'm still feeling good because I'm getting competent quarterback play regardless who it is, and my team's 4-1.
I mean,
but I think about that second half Thursday, Steiny. And I'm not blaming it on Mac. They scored a total of 6 points. They got off to a hell of a start. But when you look at the four touchdowns and four picks from Brock, I can't defend that. But I'm just saying, you came at me and you kind of hit me with, well, Brock ain't been hot since 2023. I'm just saying, man, if you look at the resume, then Brock's not in jeopardy. But if you look at Mac Jones under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan, if that's the thing, I'll say this, Donnie, it is growing, and he is undefeated. So it looks like he's going to – there's no way Brock should play against Tampa Bay. There's just no way. So now, listening to you, Steiny, it sounds like this is another opportunity for Mac Jones to put another feather in his cap, and then it'll be up to the powers to be to see, you know, how heavy that is or how much weight that carries if somehow he goes to Tampa and goes to 4-0 as a starter.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers head down to Tampa Bay this weekend, and they play the Buccaneers. Who's going to be the quarterback? It looks like it's leaning toward Mac Jones, but you guys are 49er fans. How do you want to see this quarterback situation handled from this point on? What do you do with Mac Jones, and what do you do with Brock Purdy? Mac Jones, as far as we know, not on an injury report right now, and so it would look like he is the front runner to start on Sunday. And then the question is, well, how long do you go with Mac Jones? We got a good show for you today. We got Ted Wynn coming up at 1 o'clock today. 1 o'clock, Ted Wynn of The Athletic. And we're going to have Seth Curry today, the newest Warrior, Steph Curry's brother. He's going to join us between 1:30 and 2:30, so we may grab him during today's crossover. But Ted Wynn of The Athletic talking football, and Seth Curry between 1:30 and 2:30 today. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.